blowing and blending glass tubes his whole working life, Ken Hines has helped illuminate the Reno skyline for nearly 40 years by creating countless neon signs. But his workload has dwindled, and craftsmen like him are fading away, like the neon they create. KUNR's Holly Hutchings caught up with Hines at his workstation at Art Tech, a co-working space in Reno, and has his story.
My name is Kenneth Hines. I am the last full-time neon tube bender in Northern Nevada. Started doing neon in 1981. When I first started, neon was king. 2002, it started slowing down. Before that, it was full on. Employees just could not get enough help. But now it's slowed down to the point where it's only me. I do have a part-time apprentice at the moment. He's in and out, and he's doing really well. I originally did all the neon on the El Dorado Tower, approximately 2 miles of neon on that tower. Every neon sign in town, I would say that I have done repairs on at some point in time. There's some really good signs down in Carson as well. Man, I had pride oozing out of me, you know, that I worked on those projects. I think the casinos really liked using the interior neon because it created a vibrant atmosphere where people wanted to be with that neon glow and the colors. I just think it creates a happy environment. Yeah, it doesn't have the influence that it used to have. It's expensive to have done, so people like to always find the cheaper thing, I've noticed. So, yeah, it is, to an extent. It's dying for sure. But I do still believe that it will be that certain element in culture that wants it for the nostalgia of it as well. I don't have the stress that I used to. I always dealt with it well. Matter of fact, the stress was a positive thing so I could get more done. I'd get out of bed thinking about it, where I don't do that anymore. It's because the workload's not there. The LED is really taking over where neon, we used to backlight a lot of channel letters and cove lighting. And that LEDs have really taken that over. And that used to be about 80% of my work. So now the neon is more like a boutique industry where people that really appreciate the vibrance of neon, the colors, the actual lighting of it, that's where it's gone. When I first seen it happening, it upset me, but I've just had to accept it. There's nothing I can do about it except keep doing my craft. It's just technology, new technology is always taking over something. When I first started doing neon, there was lots of sign painters, and sign painters were getting pushed out by the computers with plotters and vinyl cutters and all that type of thing. So it was just a matter of time for LEDs to come in and take over the neon industry, you know, push it out. So it's just technology. It just keeps flowing. I don't believe neon is dying to the extent where it will be gone. It will always be around for nostalgia and just the sheer fact that people love the glow.
Keep up with Holly's continued coverage and hear more neon stories throughout the month of April in Sparked, Northern Nevada's Neon, at KUNR.org.